Built as a postal savings bank back in the year of 1912, the Maryvale Public Library is a stout and sturdy building. Its basement windows are barred over with iron from days safeguarding the cash of local residents. After it became a library in 1962, it was designated the town's nuclear fallout safe zone during the Cold War. It's stood the test of time, and its defining characteristic just might be its front windows, says library director Stephanie Patterson.
If you look across the facade on Main Street, you see these big story height arched windows that are, you know, pretty intricate compared to the windows that are manufactured today.
But in the building's century-plus history, those windows have aged, chipped, and begun to rot along the sills. A year ago, the library began looking into replacements. It turns out doing the job right would be costly.
Our operating budget wasn't even close to cover the cost of this restorations.
So the library turned to fundraising. It gathered over $250,000 from donations and a grant from the New Jersey-based Boucher Foundation to cover the costs. Patterson says those funds are now secure, and the library is currently meeting with local contractors to discuss plans for the work. They hope to have the project complete by July of 2026. That may sound like a long way off, she says. But the work matters to both the community and the library's donors.
We want to get this job done right for them. We want them to be proud of the end result, and that's what we're working on right now.
Once a contractor is chosen, the project timeline and any partial library closures will start coming into focus.